כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
ההורם בכל גבר אויס ויתפלו בכל הרוזן. It says in the Mizmor, Ha'horim v'chol v'oyet, eitz pi v'chol ha'rozim. The mountains and all the hills, the tree that have fruit, and all the ha'rozim, all the very majestic tall trees, cedar trees. As we said, the Mizmor started from the highest points of the creation, from the spiritual worlds, the world of the Malachim, to the worlds of the planets and the stars, down to the physical world. But coming to describing, the Rebbe is describing the greatness of the physical world starts from the bottom up. The Tahoimais, the depths of the oceans, then he talked about more basic things, the different forces in the world, which is the winds and the lightning. Snow, the very basic things, basically water and energy. Well, now we're going to the Ha'horim v'chol ha'gvoyos. Ha'horim v'chol ha'gvoyos are the inanimate objects, the earth and its different forms, which in itself is something very majestic and impressive. The mountains, we say, when you see a big mountain, you say a bracha, or you say Ma'aseh Bereishis. You see this gigantic mountain. Everything was perfectly designed. The mountains themselves, a lot of them are by the coasts. The coast isn't just flat, it goes up out in this area. And the earth is made of different materials that have different minerals inside of it. And the clay, everything, different factors that are in the earth of the land. And when the water comes into shores and it bangs against that, it washes away those nutrients into the water, which also make up part of the nutrition of the sea life that lives in the sea. Everything interacts with each other. Everything's perfectly designed to bring life onto the world in one glorified unison. Because Hashem is Echad and the Bria is Echad. We have the Toymis and the water creatures, and we have the mountains and the hills and the earth, but they all interact with one another. And the water transforms from one to the other. This is the next stage of the Bria. After the water and the different forces of energy in the world, we talk about the land, the mountains, and the gvoyos. And the next stage is plant life. Eitz pri b'chol ha'rozim. The amazing priya that out of trees come fruits. We always take it for granted, but you know, if we just pay attention to what's happening, you have these trees, they look like dead trees, just the wood. And then the leaves come back, and then suddenly flowers, and from the flowers form the fruit. Just as an amazing thing, and every year at the right time, it knows when to grow all by itself. All things, all this tremendous chokhmah built into it. And part of it is for us to appreciate the bria. It's not that the fruits are there all around. And that's why you say shechayonu, you say bracha, on the tree that's producing the flowers. To feel this special creation that Hashem created special for us. Every fruit is not just something that looks pleasant and tastes pleasant, but it's full of all kinds of nutrients, all different things that came up from the earth. Such a large array of things. You have magnesium and potassium and all this calcium and sodium and all kinds of things, different vitamins that are brought up from the roots into the plant, and other things that are produced from the leaves with the sunlight. They produce other type of koiches within the tree. This is one of the most complex the world just to see a regular tree. You don't have to put any energy, no gasoline into it. You don't have to feed it. Everything Hashem gives, from the sunlight, a certain amount, and the water, brings up other things, and an amazing root system. As we know, a tree has told us it's on top, it has a root network, which is generally pretty much the same size underneath the ground, making it possible to grow and have and pumping up that water. Yeah, these things are 100 meters tall, and they manage to pump up the water from the ground all the way to the top. Amazing! Yehalo Yishem Hashem! To see the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To open up our eyes and pay attention to what we see. When you walk outside and you're feeling a little down, just open up your eyes and look at a tree. And say, wow, look at that. Hashem designed this amazing thing. And also looks pretty. But aside from everything else, it's producing these delicious fruit. And if it's not a fruit tree, the arosim, they don't fruit, they don't produce fruit. It's part of the carbon dioxide cycle and all kinds of other cycles, nitrogen fixation cycle, all part of the Bria through the trees, things that are essential for life. So that's all we have to do. Just open up eyes and look outside and see how Kosh Bok created the entire world perfectly for our needs and for our pleasure and for our enjoyment. And the main thing is for our appreciation. If we have that attitude, we appreciate this special Bria that was perfectly designed for our benefit. From the basics, from the water in the depths of the ocean, from the water that's coming down the sky, whether it's coming as rain or snow or ice, and then to the earth itself, which is full of its nutrients that are necessary for life. And the way it's set up to interact in such a perfect fashion. And then the trees and the plants that go out of that. The next stage, that's what we're up to right now, in appreciation of the beautiful Bria that we interact with every second of our lives.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111